Track 48. Part 1.
Despite all the scandals of recent years, Mark Gunther thinks that corporate behavior is improving. He's a senior writer at Fortune magazine and author of a book contending that companies are becoming more socially responsible. Gunther is tracking companies that treat employees well, look after the environment, and avoid exploiting developing countries.
If you just think back 15 or 20 years ago, the workforces were much less diverse than they are now. Now you see businesses working very closely with environmental groups in a whole lot of areas. Employees have become company owners in a way they never had been before. You have a company like Starbucks that gave away what it calls bean stocks to everyone who works there, including part-timers. And that aligns the interests of the company with its employees.
I wonder if part of the question here is which company you focus on, because you just said businesses are getting along better with environmentalists. Mm-hmm. There are certainly examples of that. There is also an administration in office that has battled with environmentalists over business questions. And there are businesses that are doing things that dismay environmentalists across the country right now.
Right. And of course, it is hard to generalize, but even on the environment, I mean, the Bush administration has not even acknowledged really global warming as a serious man-made problem.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the U.S. utility industry, you have utilities that are out there planting trees to offset their emissions. You have companies like UPS and FedEx, which have huge transportation costs looking for ways to drive hybrid vehicles and get off the gasoline-powered cars. I'd argue that the big companies in America are much more green than the Bush administration at the moment.